Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Note that the text is already in English, so no translation is needed. Gold prices drop amid waning rate cut bets. SEP non-farm payrolls awaited. Ukrainian attack damages power plants in Russian-controlled parts of Donetsk, official says. Oil slips as loadings resume at Russian hub. Markets weigh sanctions impact. Oil prices fall on restored Russian supply. Traders eye Fed outlook. Trump would back Russia sanctions bill if he retains final authority, White House official says. Exclusive Chevron joins race to explore potential purchase of Lukoil assets, sources say. Saudi crown prince to visit U.S. with defense, AI, nuclear on agenda. Goldman Sachs sees oil prices falling through 2026 on supply surge. RBC initiates MTU Aero at sector perform on valuation despite growth prospects. Gulf Air signs agreement with Boeing for 15 787 Dreamliner aircraft. Japan stocks lower at close of trade, Nikkei 225 down 3.17%. NIO's Firefly EV brand seeks growth in right-hand drive markets without tariffs. AkzoNobel to buy Exalta in $9.2 billion all-stock deal. Honda to resume regular output at N-America plants after chip supply disruptions. 5 minutes from autocracy, how Georgia U-turned from its western path. Bank of England boosts deposit guarantee for savers to £120,000. U.S. construction spending rebounds in August. Canada's inflation in October eases to 2.2% on lower gasoline food prices. Spain ups 2025 growth forecast to 2.9%, in line with European Commission. White House advisor Hassett says there have been mixed signals in job market. NY Empire State Manufacturing Index surges, exceeding expectations. India's October trade deficit hits record high on surge in gold imports. Spain to raise 2025 economic growth forecast to 2.9% report. Switzerland's economy shrinks 0.5% in Q3 as U.S. tariffs hit business. Factbox Japan's toolkit to combat unwelcome yen declines. Japan ruling party panel proposes $161 billion extra budget to fund stimulus. Analysis: clamor for change inside the world's COP30 climate negotiations. BOE resists major ring-fencing reform as banks push for flexibility, report. Analysis: Italy's light touch on inheritance tax comes at a cost, economists say. Yen finds its footing as markets wobble. Investors turn risk off. Morning bid, fear and caution grip markets. Bitcoin drops below $90,000 in sign of souring mood. BOJ chief to hold first bilateral meeting with PM Takeuchi. Bitcoin price today tumbles below 90K as Fed cut doubts spark risk-off mood. EOS falls 10% en route, EOS climbs 11% as investors gain confidence. Light Strategy reports first quarter fiscal year 2026 results. Highlights: successful launch of $100 million Litecoin treasury strategy and movement into active capital market operations. Bitcoin price today remains near 6-month low around 95K as Fed cut bets fade. CoinFellow, the first self-sovereign AI agent for using and automating any smart contract. Everstake partners with Paribu Custody to accelerate institutional staking in Turkey. Bybit launches LBTC on-chain earn party featuring 100,000 BARD token prize pool. Light Strategy reports 12.20 $20 million working capital, holds 929,548 LTC tokens. Strategy acquires 8,178 more bitcoins. London Metric acquires 51 MunePounds portfolio, sells 22 MunePounds in assets. Hostelworld extends share buyback program until 2026 AGM. Sampo buys back 242,978 shares as part of 150 million program. European asset manager ICG reports strong half-year results. ICG and Amundi form strategic partnership for private markets products. ExoPay appoints George Hansen as chief revenue officer. OSI Systems prices $500 million convertible notes offering. Apollomix appoints Dr. Yachi Huang to board following resignation. Invivid prices public offering of common stock at $2.50 per share. Hyatt prices $400 million in senior notes due 2035. If you meant another language or need a summary or explanation, please let me know.